This episode is brought to you by IVP. Dear Black woman, you are not alone. God has not disregarded your pain and suffering. God sees you. God knows you. God understands. I'm Natasha Smith, a grief advocate, speaker, and podcast host. And in my book, Black Woman Grief, I unearth the painful reality that trauma, loss, and grief are embedded in the lived experience of the Black woman in the United States. I talk about grief that is specifically applicable to Black women, providing us with affirmation, a safe place to exhale, and a sincere hope in the kingdom of God. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive my book, Black Woman Grief, for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivypress.com.
This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by Innervar City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Akemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading. Exodus chapter 21 through Exodus chapter 22. The ordinances. These are the ordinances that you will set before them. Hebrew servants. If you buy a Hebrew servant, he is to serve you for 6 years. But in the seventh year, he will go out free without paying anything. If he came in by himself, he will go out by himself. If he had a wife when he came in, then his wife will go out with him. If his master gave him a wife and she bore sons or daughters, the wife and the children will belong to her master, and he will go out by himself. But if the servant should declare, "I love my master, my wife and my children, I will not go out free," then his master must bring him to the judges, and he will bring him to the door or the doorpost, and his master will pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. If a man sells his daughter as a female servant, she will not go out as the male servants do. If she does not please her master who has designated her for himself, then he must let her be redeemed. He has no right to sell her to a foreign nation because he has dealt deceitfully with her. If he designated her for his son, then he will deal with her according to the customary rights of daughters. If he takes another wife, he must not diminish the first one's food, her clothing, or her marital rights. If he does not provide her with these three things, then she will go out free without paying money. Personal injuries. Whoever strikes someone so that he dies must surely be put to death. But if he does not do it with premeditation, but it happens by accident, then I will appoint for you a place where he may flee. But if a man willfully attacks his neighbor to kill him cunningly, you will take him even from my altar, that he may die. Whoever strikes his father or his mother must surely be put to death. Whoever kidnaps someone and sells him, or is caught still holding him, must surely be put to death. Whoever treats his father or his mother disgracefully must surely be put to death. If men fight and one strikes his neighbor with a stone or with his fist and he does not die, but must remain in bed, and then if he gets up and walks about outside on his staff, then the one who struck him is innocent, except he must pay for the injured person's loss of time and see to it that he is fully healed. If a man strikes his male servant or his female servant with a staff so that he or she dies as a result of the blow, he will surely be punished. However, if the injured servant survives 1 or 2 days, the owner will not be punished, for he has suffered the loss. If men fight
bite and hit a pregnant woman, and her child is born prematurely, but there is no serious injury, the one who hit her will surely be punished in accordance with what the woman's husband demands of him, and he will pay what the court decides. But if there is serious injury, then you will give a life for a life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, bruise for bruise. If a man strikes the eye of his male servant or his female servant so that he destroys it, he will let the servant go free as compensation for the eye. If he knocks out the tooth of his male servant or his female servant, he will let the servant go free as compensation for the tooth. Laws about animals. If an ox gores a man or a woman so that either dies, then the ox must surely be stoned, and his flesh must not be eaten, but the owner of the ox will be acquitted. But if the ox had the habit of goring, and its owner was warned, but he did not take the necessary precautions, and then it killed a man or a woman, the ox must be stoned, and the man must be put to death. If a ransom is set for him, then he must pay the redemption for his life, according to whatever amount was set for him. If the ox gores a son or a daughter, the owner will be dealt with according to this rule. If the ox gores a male servant or a female servant, the owner must pay 30 shekels of silver, and the ox must be stoned. If a man opens a pit, or if a man digs a pit and does not cover it, and an ox or a donkey falls into it, the owner of the pit must repay the loss. He must give money to its owner, and the dead animal will become his. If the ox of one man injures the ox of his neighbor so that it dies, then they will sell the live ox and divide its proceeds, and it will also divide the dead ox. Or if it is known that the ox had the habit of goring and its owner did not take the necessary precautions, he must surely pay ox for ox, and the dead animal will become his.
Exodus 22. Laws about property. If a man steals an ox or a sheep and kills it or sells it, he must pay back 5 head of cattle for the ox and 4 sheep for the 1 sheep. If a thief is caught breaking in and is struck so that he dies, there will be no blood guilt for him. If the sun has risen on him, then there is blood guilt for him. A thief must surely make full restitution. If he has nothing, then he will be sold for his theft. If the stolen item should in fact be found alive in his possession, whether it be an ox or a donkey or a sheep, he must pay back double. If a man grazes his livestock in a field or a vineyard and he lets the livestock loose and they graze in the field of another man, he must make restitution for the best of his own field and the best of his own vineyard. If a fire breaks out and spreads to thorn bushes, so that stacked grain or standing grain or the whole field is consumed, the one who started the fire must surely make restitution. If a man gives his neighbor money or articles for safekeeping, and it is stolen from the man's house, if the thief is caught, he must repay double. If the thief is not caught, then the owner of the house will be brought before the judges to see whether he has laid his hand on his neighbor's goods. In all cases of illegal possessions, whether for an ox, a donkey, a sheep, a garment, or any kind of lost item about which someone says, "This belongs to me," the matter of the two of them will come before the judges, and the one whom the judges declare guilty must repay double to his neighbor. If a man gives his neighbor a donkey or an ox or a sheep or any beast to keep, and it dies or is injured or is carried away without anyone seeing it, then there will be an oath to the Lord between the two of them that he has not laid his hand on his neighbor's goods, and his owner will accept this, and he will not have to pay. But if it was stolen from him, he will pay its owner. If it is torn in pieces, then he will bring it for evidence, and he will not have to pay for what was torn. If a man borrows an animal from his neighbor, and it is hurt or dies, when its owner was not with it, the man who borrowed it will surely pay. If its owner was with it, he will not have to pay. If it was hired, what was paid for the hire covers it. Moral and ceremonial laws. If a man seduces a virgin who is not engaged and goes to bed with her, he must surely pay the marriage price for her to be his wife. If her father refuses to give her to him, he must pay money for the bride price of virgins. You must not allow a sorceress to live. Whoever has sexual relations with a beast must surely be put to death. Whoever sacrifices to a god other than the Lord alone must be utterly destroyed. You must not wrong a resident foreigner nor oppress him, for you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. You must not afflict any widow or orphan. If you afflict them in any way, and they cry to me, I will surely hear their cry. And my anger will burn, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives will be widows, and your children will be fatherless. If you lend money to any of my people who are needy among you, do not be like a moneylender to him. Do not charge him interest. If you do take the garment of your neighbor in pledge, you must return it to him by the time the sun goes down, for it is his only covering. It is his garment for his body. What else can he sleep in? And when he cries out to me, I will hear, for I am gracious. You must not blaspheme God or curse the ruler of your people. Do not hold back offerings from your granaries or your vats.
You must give me the firstborn of your sons. You must also do this for your oxen and for your sheep. 7 days they may remain with their mothers, but give them to me on the 8th day. You will be holy people to me. You must not eat any meat torn by animals in the field. You must throw it to the dogs. New Testament reading. Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 through 50. Jesus' true family. While Jesus was still speaking to the crowds, his mother and brothers came and stood outside asking to speak to him. Someone told him, "Look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you." To the one who had said this, Jesus replied, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And pointing toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and here are my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Mark chapter 3, verses 31 through Mark chapter 4, verse 9. Jesus' true family. Then Jesus' mother and brothers came. Standing outside, they sent word to him to summon him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Look, your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you." He answered them and said, "Who are my mother and who are my brothers?" And looking at those who were sitting around him in a circle, he said, "Here are my mother and here are my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." Chapter 4. The Parable of the Sower. Again he began to teach by the lake. Such a large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat on the lake and sat there while the whole crowd was on the shore by the lake. He taught them many things in parables, and in his teaching said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. When the sun came up, it was scorched, and because it did not have sufficient root, it withered. Other seed fell among the thorns, and they grew up and choked it, and it did not produce grain. But other seed fell on good soil and produced grain, sprouting and growing. Some yielded 30 times as much, some 60, and some 100 times. And he said, "Whoever has ears to hear had better listen." Luke chapter 8, verses 19 through 21. Jesus' true family. Now Jesus' mother and his brothers came to him, but they could not get near him because of the crowd. So he was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to see you." But he replied to them, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Father God, we thank you. God, I thank you for your word. God, I thank you for your law, Lord. It is a true mirror, O God, of the human condition, our proclivities, O God, to harm one another. But your proclivity toward compassion and mercy and restitution and recompense for the marginalized, for the orphan. God, I thank you that you side with the marginalized, O God, and those who are dispossessed, O God. Thank you that we can count on you. We know that you hear the cries of the widow and the orphan, O Lord God, and you have made provision for them, O God, in your law. So thank you for your law that exposes us, that shows us what we're truly made of. And I thank you, God, that Jesus Christ fulfilled this law on our behalf, O Lord God, and that because we are now in him, those who believe on him, O Lord, it is now counted to us as righteousness because we have the righteousness of Christ, O Lord. Thank you so much, O Lord. And now that we have the Spirit within us, because of our faith in Jesus, O God, we have the ability to keep your word, O Lord God, to do the things that are pleasing to you, to love our neighbors, to honor our neighbors, O Lord, as ourselves, O God, to obey you, O God, so that we might be considered Jesus's mothers and brothers, O Lord, being part of Jesus's family tree, O Lord God. I thank you that it's obedience is the way toward that, Lord. So I just thank you for your word. Thank you, O Lord God, for the fulfillment of your law, O God, that Jesus has wrought for us. And just thank you, O Lord, for the ways in which you are continuing to conform us to the image of your dear Son. I pray this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure,
whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something.